A local minister from Stroud has discovered the art of forest bathing, and says her recent training and expertise on the topic has supported stronger mental and emotional health for her church members and the community at large. Patricia James is the minister at the St. James United Church in Stroud, Innisfil. During COVID, she noted restrictions and lockdowns began to impact her services and she became concerned for the overall well-being of her parishioners and members of the church. So, she began researching alternative approaches to enhancing the church body's mental and emotional health and accidentally stumbled upon a Toronto-based forest bathing studio run by Blooming Caravan. James was immediately drawn to the concept and decided to pursue her certification as a forest therapist through the Global Institute of Forest Therapy. Think about the last time you found yourself in the forest. Try to remember the scent of the trees, the clean fresh air, the sound of songbirds and rustling of leaves, and the sight of little squirrels gathering acorns, describes James. Now, after your imaginary visit to the forest, how are you feeling? Are you calm and peaceful, and maybe even feeling a little bit connected to nature? There's a good chance that you're feeling better in one way or another. James says her hope is to teach others about this new phenomenon, which is quickly spreading around the globe. So, what exactly is forest bathing? Essentially, forest bathing is a slow, focused walk in a forest, connecting with nature through our five senses, she explains. It is not a hike, or exercise, nor a mission to identify the names of trees, plants, or birds. A forest bathing walk is an easy-peasy opportunity to immerse yourself in the natural world through a series of invitations or suggestions offered by your guide. James describes the benefits of forest bathing have proven to boost the immune system, reduce blood pressure, strengthen the body's heart response to stress, and improve one's mood and sense of well-being while reducing the influence of short or long-term ailments. She adds that people with ADD or ADHD, attention deficit, hyperactivity, disorder, benefit greatly from forest bathing. She says studies worldwide have also shown the practice has had an effect on tumor growth rates. Phytoncides are a fascinating natural chemical, mostly released by evergreen and oak trees, which create that fresh forest smell, and contain antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties, she explains. Phytoncides have been shown to increase the number of our NK cells, natural killer cells, which have been shown to destroy tumors. Studies in Japan have shown that during a 3-hour walk in the forest, phytoncides can boost your immunity for up to 7 days, she explains. James says to benefit from phytoncides, the only thing a forest bathing participant needs to do is slow down and breathe. To become more alert and better focused, the only thing a forest bather needs to do is listen to the birds. How easy is that? Forest bathing is a technique widely practiced in Japan, where it is known as Shinrin-yoku, and has become a significant part of the Japanese healthcare system. Here in Canada, the concept is becoming one of the newest preventative practices in healthcare and James says doctors are now recommending it for their patients. With all its mental and physical health benefits, my goal is to introduce forest bathing to the community, and the congregation, and to seniors in the community, says James. I am committed to bringing forest bathing to seniors at long-term care homes and to others who have barriers getting to a true forest. James is currently seeking a grant to help fund this alternate stream of forest bathing and recently led participants on a 2-hour forest walk at the Rotary Club Forest Trail in Innisfil. Forest bathing is about wandering in the forest with no particular purpose in mind except to take in the forest and its non-human life through this endeavor, she says. Along the very slow walk, James shares invitations that encourage unique sensory experiences from participants, and at the end of the walk she provides tea brewed from safe, edible plants, from that forest, and yummy treats. Patricia led us through the walk thoughtfully, always aware our need for adjustments to the pace and comfort given that some of us are seniors, shared a participant from the recent forest walk last Friday. My stressed mind settled down and I was able to feel quiet and calm. I became focused on the beauty of nature instead of my own worries. For more information about forest bathing walks, email James at patricia.stjamesuc@gmail.com. In the meantime, as James says to the forest bathing participants, step lightly. Everything has a purpose.